After the women had left the tomb where the body of Jesus had been laid, the soldiers who were on guard recovered from the shock they had received on seeing the angel and hurried back to Jerusalem to report everything that had happened to the chief priests. When the Jewish authorities heard how the stone had been rolled away from the entrance to the tomb and that the grave was empty, the chief priests met with the elders of Israel to make a plan. They gave a large sum of money to the guards and said, "You are to say that his disciples came during the night and stole his body while you were asleep. If the governor should hear of this, we will convince him and keep you out of trouble." So the guards took the money and did as they were told. From that day on, this report has been spread around among the Jews. That same afternoon, two of the disciples set out for a village called Emmaus, which lay about 11 kilometers from Jerusalem. Like the apostles and the other disciples, they were downhearted, bewildered, and very discouraged. While Jesus was alive, everything seemed possible. But now the Messiah, the King of Israel, who was to reign over his people and drive the Romans out of the country, had been put to death like a criminal. As they walked along, they talked to each other about everything that had happened. While they were discussing these things, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they did not know that it was the Lord, because they were kept from recognizing him. Jesus asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still and looked at him sadly. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one living in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there these last few days?" "What things?" Jesus asked. "The things that happened to Jesus of Nazareth," they answered. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. Our chief priests and rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. What is more, this is now the third day since all this happened. Some of our women, it is true, have amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but could not find his body. Then they came back and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of our companions went at once to the grave and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see." Then Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are, how slow to believe all that the prophets have said. Did not Messiah have to suffer these things and enter his glory?" Then Jesus explained to them what was said about him in all the scriptures, beginning with the books of Moses and the writings of all the prophets. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they urged him to stay, saying, "Stay with us. The day is almost over, for it is nearly evening." So he went in to stay with them. While he was at table, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he disappeared from sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" Although it was already late, they got up at once and hurried back to Jerusalem, where they found the 11 apostles gathered together with the other disciples. As they went in, the disciples said to them, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told them what had happened on the road to Emmaus, how Jesus had explained the scriptures to them as they walked along, and how they had not recognized him until he broke the bread at table. Only then did they realize it was the Lord. Next episode, Jesus appears to the disciples.